Analysis: 75% of American job growth has gone to migrants since 2019. By John Binder on June 11, 2024. The majority of job growth in the United States since 2019 has gone to newly arrived migrants as working-class American men continue to fall out of the labor force, an analysis shows. The analysis, published by Stephen Camerota at the Center for Immigration Studies, shows the extent to which President Joe Biden's agenda to grow the labor market with mass immigration, rather than enticing Americans on the sidelines back into work, has been largely executed. Since 2019, before the Chinese coronavirus pandemic shut down the nation's economy, about 75% of all U.S. job growth has gone to newly arrived migrants, both illegal aliens and legal immigrants. During the same period, fewer than 1 million Americans have been added to the workforce. The government's household survey shows that there were only 971,000 more U.S.-born Americans employed in May 2024 compared to May 2019 prior to the pandemic, while the number of employed immigrants has increased by 3.2 million, Camerota writes. Simultaneously, labor participation for working-class American men has continued to decline. For American men in the prime age range of 25 to 54 years old with only a high school diploma, labor participation in the workforce has dropped from 95.7% in 1960 to 81.6% in 2024. Likewise, for those American men without a bachelor's degree, labor participation dropped from 95.8% in 1960 to 84.8% in 2024. Among prime-age American men across education levels, labor participation has fallen almost 8 percentage points in 64 years. The labor force participation rate, the share working or looking for work, has declined dramatically among U.S.-born men since the 1960s, particularly for those without a bachelor's degree, Camerota writes. While labor force participation among these groups has roughly returned to pre-pandemic levels, the rate in 2024 remains at or near historical lows relative to other peaks in the business cycle, he continues. This is true even for U.S.-born men who are in the prime 25 to 54 age range for working. For years, Breitbart News has chronicled the decline in labor participation among American men while Biden grows the labor market with primarily newly arrived migrants who are awarded work permits after being released into the U.S. interior. Since 2023, for instance, nearly 300,000 native-born Americans fell out of the workforce while about 637,000 migrants were added to the workforce. Biden has helped drive the foreign-born population, thus, more foreign-born workers for hire, to unprecedented heights. Today, the foreign-born population stands at 51.6 million, the largest ever recorded in American history. Put another way, about 3 in 19 people living in the U.S. were born in a foreign country. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.